Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Red Flag series. So remember, as we're not doing many of these physical examinations when people come to us, hopefully they have a diagnosis, but we need to know what the red flags are, so we ask them to go and get the appropriate help. This short red flag series is only there to help you. This isn't the be-all and end-all of education and learning. So let's look today at blurred vision, something close to my heart as a glasses wearer. So what are some of the red flag symptoms? Some of the red flag symptoms: sudden onset. It's just happened, suddenly blurred. They've had that loss of vision. Maybe there's associated headache or weakness of the arms, face, or legs. What about a speech disturbance that accompanies that blurred vision? We've got associated nausea, vomiting, or photophobia. History of sudden eye pain or redness. Is there a history here with what's going on? Yes, I'm short-sighted. If my glasses are off, I have blurred vision. So I have a history of it, but what if it's worse all of a sudden? What if there are changes or a history of trauma? Is there anything going on in the rest of the head, like the scalp? Is there scalp tenderness or jaw, something going on there, some claudication or some movement, something's changed within the jaw? Maybe there's new medication or they've started a supplement or herb they really shouldn't be on, or they're taking it at too high a dose. Polyuria, polydipsia, unintentional weight loss, do they accompany this loss of vision? Does the person have problems with bright lights? The flashes, have they got floaters in their eyes? And recently had COVID-19. So obviously blurred vision is different to my short-sightedness. That's not what we're talking about. So we need to understand what our patient understands by blurred vision as well, and checking that it's not just, I used to be able to wear these glasses and now I can't wear these glasses. When did you last change them? A year ago. Off to the ophthalmologist then. Maybe you just need new glasses. So they will undertake a number of tests, and we will talk about that as well. It's not an uncommon presentation though, because blurred vision with short-sightedness, people are used to it and they're more likely to put up with greater blurred vision than someone who suddenly has sudden onset of blurred vision. So we need to have an understanding of the patient's ideas, concerns, and expectations, and what caused them to present now. Why now and not a year ago? Why now and not a week ago? What is it that got them to talk to you about their blurred vision? And we do need to ask some questions, of course. So what does the patient understand and mean when they say blurred vision? Is it in both eyes or just one? So is it unilateral or bilateral? And when did it start? We really want this history. This never been well since. When did the never been well since occur? And did it develop suddenly? And if so, what were they doing at the time? They were mixing concrete and got concrete in their eye. They needed to deal with that immediately. This wasn't something that should have waited. Those sorts of things. But if it came on suddenly, or I wasn't doing anything, I bent over to pick up the wooden spoon I dropped on the floor, we need to start worrying because there might be pressure build up there. So if it's developed gradually, over what period of time did it develop? And how do they feel it's getting worse? As well as do they think it's getting worse? So how do they think, oh, it's getting worse because it's blurry on the sides? Whereas, of course, there's also, it's getting worse overall and I feel I can't see without squinting. So we've got different types of gradually and over time questions we need to ask. And has there been any associated visual loss? That's more of a surprise. I used to be able to, 6 months ago, I could see to the end of the street because I know I could because I got asked to read somebody's number plate. And now I try and see that far and I can't, and it's all blurry. So we do need to assess these things. Have they already presented to their optician? Have they asked their optician? Someone who's never had glasses before may not consider going to an optician, or they might consider more than someone with glasses to go to an optician because that's what they think they're there for. But that is kind of the first stop, because the optician will be able to give a lot of information to that client about their eyes. So if your patient has been to the optician and the optician told them to go to the GP, there should be a copy of the formal eye exam. And so we should be able to access that through our client. They should have got a referral. Now, is there associated eye pain and redness? And is there any discharge? Where is that from? Do they wear contact lenses, glasses? Have they noticed flashes or floaters in there? Have they noticed any lumps or bumps around the affected eye? And bright lights, oncoming cars, do they squint? What about headaches? Let's ask them more about the headaches. Any weaknesses in the arms, legs, face? What else is going on in the body? What about sleep disturbances? The speech disturbances. Remember, all of this face is all connected. We've all hundreds of muscles and ligaments and everything in the face, and everything is connected in different, in weird and wonderful ways. And so we need to ask, is there anything else going on, not just this blurred vision? Where else in the body are we seeing changes and speech disturbances? And have they had the symptom before? And did they seek help from a healthcare professional? Like the first time I had vertigo, I was like, what the heck is this? It took me ages to remember what vertigo was and then figure out that this is what I had. And when I say ages, probably 40 minutes, but that's long enough to be in a total panic. And yet I should know what vertigo is. So we do need to have these questions to hand. So have they had it before? Have they seen a healthcare professional before? What was the assessments that they had before? And what investigations have been undertaken in the past, if any? Have they had any recent changes in medication? What about smoking, alcohol, drug use? What is going on there? And significant family history. Do they work? During the last 2 years, I've changed significantly to working online from seeing clients face to face. And I've noticed that I've needed new glasses in that time. So we really need to think, how have things changed for them? And if they work, how is it affecting their work? Also, do they drive? Is it safe to drive if they have this blurred vision? Is it affecting their ability? And they may have to stop for a period of time while they figure out what's going on. What do they think is causing the problem? They will have researched their symptoms. They will have Googled it. They will have asked their friends. So what do they think is causing this difficulty? And what led them to come and speak to you about it now? And how is it affecting them? So if you're seeing them in person, you can look into their eye if you know what you're looking for. But I wouldn't know what I was looking for. I mean, I would, but I also wouldn't. And so I would not look into somebody's deeply into their eyes. I would only do a surface look of their eyes. But we do need to inspect their eyelashes around the eye. What about redness? Are they bloodshot? What is going on? Are they yellowed? What is the colouring like around those eyes? So go to the optometrist, they'll put drops in. They go to an ophthalmologist, which is a GP referral, after the optometrist and after the GP, and they will do pressure testing. They will do drops and they will look in the eye and take photographs. We can check simple things though, like are they equal and reacting to light? And are they changing as they should? And these things are easy to do if you're seeing them in person. Do they have headaches associated with this blurred vision? And what about reflexes in arms and legs? Now, we might want to make sure we've got an FBC, CRP, ESR. What about an HbA1c? Are their blood sugars affecting their vision? What about eye strain? Are they wearing glasses with the blue cover on them in front of the computer? Do they need a CT or MRI, depending on all of the other questions that have been answered? So we've sent them to the GP. They've been to an optometrist. They've been to you. They're now at the GP. And they might be sent to local eye casualty, or they might be sent to an ophthalmologist. But we've taken a really good history, and we can send that history with our client to the GP. What about if it's a cataract, age-related macular degeneration? What's going to happen there? They're going to be supported in ophthalmology, and we can support them as well. So the other question is there any pain associated with this blurred vision? I should have said that one earlier. And if there is it both or just one single eye? And is it sudden or gradual onset again? Perhaps ophthalmologic cause, so just an eye cause, might be a corneal ulcer. So, and that would be acute, painful red eye with a history of wearing contact lenses. Okay, normally diagnosed after a fluorescent stain. So, of course, we wouldn't actually be doing that. What about a hemorrhage behind the eye? There might be flashes and floaters, cataract. That would definitely be slowing the vision, and that would be a slow onset, gradual loss of vision. They may have glare and possible halos as well. Macular degeneration, gradual onset usually again. It's painless loss of vision. Conjunctivitis, allergic or infective. So sticky, gritty red eye with purulent discharge or excessive watering. And these I don't normally give you any suggestions, but don't forget good old chamomile tea. Lid problems. Have they got any cysts, styes around the lid and eyes? What about refractive errors? Typical symptoms, blurred vision when reading, either up close or at a distance. We need lenses for these people. Unglaucoma. That might be painful red eye, but also might be associated with vomiting. So we need, if we're not seeing them, they're online, and you don't, of course, have a slit lamp, things can be proved difficult, and so we do need that referral. Now, what about neurological causes? What about migraine, flashing lights, loss of vision? So it might be that blurred vision is actually a migraine, maybe with headache, nausea, vomiting, and photophobia as well. Multiple sclerosis. Typical symptom may include sudden onset, painless loss of vision, and when they look in there, they will discover a pale optic disc. What about a space-occupying lesion? That could be in there. What about vascular causes? That's something else we need to think about. Central retinal arterial occlusion or vein occlusion. Both can present sudden onset visual loss again, and they need urgent same-day assessment. But we're not going to know that, so we are just going to ask that history, find out if it's acute, short-term, come on really quickly, and get those referrals happening. If it's slow and it's something your client's mentioned while in session with you, it might be optometrist first pass. When was the last time you had your eyes checked? Pop along and get your eyes checked and we'll go from there. Now, stroke, sudden onset, painless visual loss may be accompanied, but of course there's the arm, leg, facial weakness, slurred speech. We've got the other things associated with stroke as well. We do need to remember a TIA, transient ischemic attack. They usually fully resolve in 24 hours or slightly longer, so they need to be discussed with the on-call stroke team. Temporal arteritis, so present with blurred vision, headache, scalp tenderness, jaw claudication. So ESR, CRP, temporal artery biopsy, so looking for skip lesions. So that's going to be pretty rare. Other causes, diabetes. So anticholinergics, they can cause a problem, alcohol, intoxication, and psychological causes. So it's important what the client understands. So let's think about these key points. What does the client understand about blurred vision? And what are they trying to explain to you? What is the history? Onset, the associated visual symptoms, neurological symptoms, recent changes in medication, effects on daily activities. An examination should include inspection of the external eye. Okay. Now you're going for internal eye, we need to refer on. We need to discuss if there's headaches associated with it and is there some migraine finding. Our investigations we've already talked about, so FBC, CRP, ESR, HbA1c, might be they need a CT, MRI. Do they need optometrist first, GP, ophthalmologist, or have they already done those things and they need that referral to the ophthalmologist from the GP? It might be that a rheumatological referral might occur, and that would probably occur from the ophthalmologist. So we've got a number of causes that we need to think about. So ophthalmological, neurological, vascular, diabetic, or anticholinergic drugs. So thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed the red flag today, and I'll see you on the next one.